Just for the record, Christina, can you tell us who is here and who has apologised?
Yes. We have Bart, Keith, Chris, Nigel, Eberhard, Paulus, Gabby, Bernie, Kim, and myself. And apologies from Suzanne, Patricio, Martin, and Oscar.
Nobody else on the call? Okay. Moving along. Approval of the agenda.
I can hardly hear you.
Keith, you've disappeared again. Someone needs to put... if you're on a mobile, you need to put your phone on mute, unless you're Keith, because it sounds like Keith's talking underwater.
Excellent.
Which he often is, of course, but...
It's probably more likely under Scotch.
Yeah, that's right. You must let me know the secret so I take that thing to the pool next time.
But that's fine now, please.
Okay. The agenda went to the list very late, so I'm not surprised there haven't been any comments on the list. But is everyone quite happy with the outline for discussion today?
Yep.
Excellent. Okay, well, I think just looking backwards to review our progress since Brussels, I thought the Brussels meeting itself, the session that we had within the CCNSO was fairly well attended, and contributions were quite useful, although nothing surprising came out of that session, and certainly nothing that indicated any significant need to change our approach or our report. And I think in the intervening few weeks, things have been fairly quiet while we've been really waiting for submissions to close. There's been a bit of subgroup activity with Eberhard, Bill Semich, Nigel and Bernie looking at some wording relating to whether we use the word policies or rules, procedures and practices, and I think my feeling is that we're getting quite close to resolution, but that's not quite resolved yet. Bernie, do you have any comments in that regard? Bernie's obviously fallen asleep.
Sorry, I didn't hit the mute button fast enough or hard enough in my trance-like state. What I was going to say is, I hope we've sort of reached an understanding on the policy stuff, which I felt that we were a little strong in calling it policy. So in document, I don't think it's worth it going forward to... change the old document, the public consultation document's already out there, but in going forward stuff and any version of that document in a going forward document, we'll probably revise what we call things.
Excellent. Okay.
Can I just ask you again, have we had much in the way of public response to this?
Well, that's the next topic on the agenda, but...
I'm psychic then, because I haven't read the agenda.
Of course.
Psychic and lazy, basically, Nigel.
We had one submission, as I understand it, to the public consultation. But rather interestingly, before we move to that, here in Vilnius, a number of people have come up to me, some from... within other constituencies of ICANN, and some not even related to ICANN, who have congratulated us on our wonderful report. So my biggest fear had always been that nobody had really read it, and you know, we were, you know, we couldn't be sure that the document had had any real scrutiny, but it appears that at least quite a number of people have poured through it and obviously haven't been sufficiently concerned with it to actually make a submission.
I can echo that, Keith.
Sorry?
I said I can echo that as well. Other people have been talking to me about it. It has been read. People have read it. Everyone, most people think it's an excellent document, and there is no comment simply because people don't have anything to say.
Yep. And but we did have the one formal submission, I think, Bernie. And could you comment on that, please?
Yes, it's from the. It's all about the old the x.yu domain and how it got retired. And basically, they're saying, you know, I can't impose 2 years on them. They felt that it was a little too short. They were trying hard. They were moving domains out. They were asking ICANN for some more time and just could not move them and felt that this was a bit rough and wanted us to consider that in our work and basically pointed out a few other minor things.
Bernie, was that from Slobodan or was that from someone else?
Someone else, I believe. I don't remember who posted it.
Of course, the content is more important than the person who.
Well, I can tell you what happened. I personally went to the board, or to Peter actually, on behalf of Slobodan, and said, look, these guys have done the absolute best they can do. It seems to me that you know, they really should be allowed to have some more time. And the issue of giving them more time wasn't actually a problem; it was the amount of time. My recollection is, and I could be wrong about this, but my recollection is that certainly one or two board members went into the board meeting agreeing that they could have what they'd asked for, which I think was, they asked for 2 years, I think. Bernie, do you remember?
Pardon me?
Did they ask for 2 years? Did it say in their submission?
I believe it was three, and they got beaten back down to two or something like that.
No, they got 6 months in the end.
Yeah, okay.
But they had a period of time originally, and then they wanted some more, but they went in and asked for, you know, as you always do in these negotiations, they went in and asked for more than they actually needed, acknowledging that they would, you know, probably settle for a year, say. And two or three board members actually went in, having already said, yes, we think that's fine. And in the board discussion, the board, as a group, refused to give them any more than 6 months. So... that's what actually happened.
It's a bit harsh, considering.
Well, it's unnecessary, really. I mean, you know.
What was the submission of IANA in this regard, Kim?
There wasn't any submission of IANA, I don't think. Was there a submission?
No, Kim is doch on the call. What was the position of IANA at that stage?
So, IANA's role, as we received, a submission from the .yu domain in late June, asking for an extension to the decommissioning deadline. We prepared a report for the board, which they evaluated in September, and the board decided to grant an extension. I guess one comment I'd like to make about this specific comment is that I actually don't quite understand the point being made. To be honest, I was quite confused by the comment that's associated with the report. It says that ICANN did not accept the report, and it was actually actively discussed by the board, so I'm not really quite sure the point that she was trying to make.
I think the point for this working group, though, is it does highlight what I think we've discussed in passing on this subject, and that is that there is no policy or there is no procedure laid down in our source documents for the retirement of CCTLD. So
absolutely,
there is an area that may end up being a recommendation from this working group for a PDP. It's probably going to include the need for a policy on retirement. And I'd invite any debate or dispute on that point.
You're not inviting debate or dispute on the possible content of such policy, I hope.
Well, no, because we're not in any position. We're not mandated to actually make any suggestion as to whether or what the content of a policy should be. It's just whether or not there is a policy requirement.
But we can certainly highlight and discuss the existence or non-existence of policy authorising the board to take the position that they did.
Well, I think, yes, the example provides probable evidence of the need for a clear policy, so it's useful in that regard.
Yep.
Okay. I'm not hearing any dissent, but I think we'll just continue to...
Mark pointed out to me that we received a few more comments just at the tail end of it, which I had not seen today. There are some... I will finish going through them in detail, but overall they seem positive, and they touch up more on .yu and .pr, and that people are impressed we plowed everything together. So we'll... I'll get a little report together on all those submissions and send it out to the group. It's about a half dozen of them.
Okay, let's do that and allow some time on next week's call to discuss. If you can keep it fairly high level, sort of bullet point for that, I think. But perhaps throw the link to the list so that anyone who wants to read the substantive submissions can do so. Thank you. Okay. Next item on the agenda was the review of the meeting schedule through to Cartagena. Maybe we should drop that agenda item down till we get through this list. Rather than deal with it now and move on to item 6, which is the objectives for Cartagena, which is primarily to complete as many sections for the final report as possible, if not the final report. And my proposed approach is to go back to the original idea of how we were going to approach the research, but we subsequently did the research in one whole chunk, but breaking it into the logical bites of retirement, delegation, redelegation where everybody is happy, and then redelegation where there is an unhappy party, and probably the unapproved redelegation is likely to be the most contentious part of that tranche of work. And then prepare our final draft report from those separate themes. Has everyone had a look at that process on the agenda, and are there any comments or any discussion on that as a suggested approach?
I only hear heavy breathing in the background.
I'll take that'd be me. Breathing as a, an indication of acceptance. Okay.
It means somebody's still alive out there.
Thanks, Nigel. It's that secret policeman from Lithuania listening in. Okay, well, if there's no comments then in that regard, can we move on to the schedule? And look at the meetings coming up. I think there will need to be some real time and real debate when we get back to having most of our working group available and on the calls. So looking at next meeting, start working on the retirement report for discussion. Then the following meeting, following up again to complete the retirement report and start discussion on the delegation report. Well, you can see it there on the agenda. Is everyone reasonably comfortable that that time frame should give us time to get things reasonably completed for IGN? I'll take the heavy breathing again as acceptance of that. I think just one thing that came up. Sorry.
Yes,
I'm sorry, I can't do anything about it. The quality of the phone lines in Lithuania, I think. Okay, Nigel, you indicated by email that you had responded to Bernie on the issues that were still under debate between the smaller group, but Eberhard haven't heard anything from you.
But Bernie has.
Okay. You have, Bernie? Lost Bernie again.
That point was my longer email that I sent, not a report. And I guess in part the schedule is based on the work we did with that smaller group.
So you're saying you have or you haven't had responses from Nigel and Eberhard and Bill?
Chris. And Bill.
Yeah, this is Bernie. I spoke to Eberhard, and he had told me that he, on his initial read, I believe you told me, Eberhard, you thought that it overall it looked okay. That was the email I marked long, and that you were going to consider it some more over the weekend, and we didn't chat about it after. And that's the only comment I got on the email. Except for Chris that said he thought it was okay.
Okay.
So I must read it over the weekend again.
Yes, yes, please.
I will do my best. Bernie, can you please remind me on Saturday maybe, or Friday afternoon or something?
I'll leave myself a note to do so.
Then I will leave myself a note to do so too, but two is better than one.
But my wife is telling me.
I recirculated the email from Bernie to the smaller group just the other day. So, Nigel and Eberhard, if you wouldn't mind, taking note, and Bernie, if you wouldn't mind reminding both Nigel and Eberhard, and perhaps Bill as well, I'd really like to close that off, if we could, by very early next week, so we could get a sort of final resolution on that on the call next week.
I had sent detailed and long comment on at one stage. I must say I haven't seen Bill's response, but we must tickle him a little bit. But Bernie and Nigel and Bill and Chris and I, we can get through this, what needs to be, whether what feedback needs to be given. I'm quite sure we'll get this done.
Yeah, no, I think it's probably quite important to get these little aspects sorted before we start ploughing into the final report. So can I implore you all to try and resolve by, you know, Monday-ish, and so we can have a discussion either that we have agreement or a debate on what is not agreed on next week's call.
I'm quite sure we can do that.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Now, that's really it from my agenda. Is there anything else that anyone has today? No? In that case, I'll call the meeting closed and thank everybody for their participation. Thank you very much. We've got a handful of action points.
Are you going down to the venue, Keith?
Yes.
I'll see you there.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, Bernie. Bernie, sleep tight.
Yeah. Yes, talk to you later. Bye bye.
Particularly Bernie for the middle of the night call. And thank you all.